Davis from Willoughby.
What's up, guys?
Hey.
Hi, Davis.
Everybody is dumping on Deshaun Watson.
You know, it hasn't been as bad as I thought it was going to be today. Jeff, did you think that?
No, I don't think it's been that bad.
I do agree with you. People are dumping on him, but it's not anywhere near as bad as I thought it would be. Go ahead, Davis.
I'm looking at the game, and I'm looking at plays that's being called. I'm looking at the offense that's been put on the field. That's not Deshaun. And also, did one of the linemen say we can only run the plays that is called? Is that what I heard? Am I crazy or something?
I didn't hear that. It doesn't mean it didn't happen, Davis.
So what I'm saying is that they all coming down on him. Now, did he have any hot routes? He had no hot routes. Everything that he was doing was going deep. Everything that he threw. And I just want to hear your perspective of it. Thank you.
All right, Davis. And it's the first time in a while I've thought Kevin Stefanski didn't call a great game. I thought that was something that, I mean, you weren't passing it well. You passed it like crazy. You run the ball pretty well, usually. You ran it fairly well in the second half. You averaged about 5.5 yards a carry in the second half. The one thing about that, it was kind of skewed because Deshaun had a 26-yarder. He had a little less than half of their second half rushing yardage on that one carry. But I didn't think it was the best. I didn't think it was the best game they've had.
I'm looking at his spray chart from yesterday, and man, hardly anything went to the right. They had four passes that went to the right of from 0 to 10 yards. Here we go again with the, you know, all these passes are. The majority of his passes again yesterday. I'm looking at 10 plus yards throws. He had 3, 5, 6, 7, 8. I think he had 9 of more than 10 yards. 9. Blaney. So I don't know that he might have been looking deep. He wasn't connecting deep or throwing deep. Of 10 yards or plus, he had 3 completions. One of those was the touchdown. Outside left twice, between the numbers once. There's just not a lot of love going on when you look at the spray chart.
As I mentioned, there are some stats that are just awful when it comes to their passing game. And one of them, worst yards per pass attempt, 4.8. And that's, you know, that's per attempt.
Mm.
Third worst yards per game, most sacks allowed, fourth worst passer rating, third worst completion percentage, yet third most passes thrown. Will's in Olmsted Falls. Hello, Will.
Hey, Will.
Welcome.
Hey, welcome, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you? Welcome to a Browns Therapy Monday.
I just realized, you know, I can't blame Deshaun Watson because I have been asking for at least 3 years now for the Browns to get a better offensive line. And, you know, you could have the best quarterback, the best running back, the wide receivers. You could have it all. But if your offensive line cannot protect your quarterback, and he does, I actually feel that Deshaun Watson is a little scared because he has all these old veterans around that can't keep up with the pace of game. And if you look at some of the linebackers, I mean, Jedrick Wills just let one guy just go right through him, you know, right around him. Because these guys are so big, they get one or two blocks, and then they can't keep up with the guy, other words. So, you know, I don't understand why the Browns are not, you know, they've had many years to rebuild our offensive line.
Well, the offensive line was pretty good, Will. It was really beat up last year. I'm assuming they're thinking, when we get healthy, we're going to be better. They're really not healthy
yet. Why keep Betonio and Jedrick Wills?
Because Betonio is going to the Hall of Fame and he still plays at a high level.
On the bench all the time.
Betonio still plays at a high level. You might not have liked him at left tackle yesterday.
And he may not have had a great game yesterday, I'll give you that. But for all the great games he has had before, I'll cut him some slack. He is 32 years old, though. I agree. Yeah, I felt, you know, I felt like if they had all 5 of their offensive linemen to start the season. You know, Jed Wills has been the one that everyone's been questioning, and he's the youngest one of all those guys, right? I'm just looking to make sure that.
Honestly, right. I think the talent on the offensive line, if it's not a talented offensive line, then Andy, it went south in one offseason. I think it's a very talented offensive line. I think these guys are good. I think Wyatt Teller's a terrific right guard. He's having an MRI today. I think Ethan Posick is a really good center.
Jed's only 25.
I think Jed hasn't improved a whole lot since he's been here, and he won't be here next year unless he improves a little bit. I think Jack Conklin's really good. He hasn't been on the field. I think DeJuan Jones is not what I thought he'd be in year number two. Don't call this an excuse.
Mm-hmm.
Also coming back from an injury. You know, so they're all coming back. The tackles are coming back from injury. It hasn't worked yet. To me, that doesn't scream that our offensive line stinks. To me, it screams, okay, these guys have been injured. They've been in and out. They haven't figured it out yet. I think they'll be okay if they're healthy.
Age-wise, over 29, Posick, Teller, Betonio is 32. And that the most important people on this team seem to be over 29. Let's be honest. Njoku's 28. He's important, and he's out. But you're talking about Posick, who's 29, Teller's 29, Deshaun Watson's 29, Jack Conklin, who got hurt again, is 30, Amari Cooper is 30, Jameis Winston, your backup quarterback, is 30.
30 is not a death sentence in the NFL.
It is on Logan's Run, but you're correct. It isn't in the NFL.
Curtis is in Cleveland. Hello, Curtis. Welcome to our fine, fun show.
How are you?
Hey, Jeff. How y'all doing, man?
Good, Curtis.
This is Curtis Gambino. Hey, man, listen, man. One of these guys, I'm watching this quarterback out here running around. He was this weak offensive line. We know they're going to get it right. But they're weak now. To criticize a quarterback, oh, he doesn't deserve his $230 million. What, he doesn't deserve to be the eighth-paid quarterback in the league, the ninth-paid quarterback? And we got all these 50-year-old guys walking around here making $250 million like Aaron Rodgers. The guy wins more games than he plays every year. He plays in the league. This is ridiculous. If they're going to hate on somebody, hate on them. That's cool. But don't hate on this. Did you try to count the little nickels and dimes they're giving him? He's not one of the top-paid quarterbacks in this league. And he wins more than he loses. He's a three-time All-Pro. You're going to blame him because guys dropping passes, because guys can't block for him, because guys making dumb penalties. Man, shut the – man, I'll see y'all, man.
Curtis, bye. I want to hear Curtis
say – did he actually edit himself out on that? That was amazing.
He almost hit the dump button on himself.
He knew exactly what he was doing. Give him credit for that.
I wanted to hear Curtis say, ain't nobody have time for that.
Oh, I forgot about that.
He was cooking on that one. Dano?
Can I say something out loud that we probably don't want to say out loud?
Sure.
Oh, boy.
Joel Betonio's been bad.
You think he's been bad all season?
He's been bad.
I don't agree with that.
You go back and watch, he's being pushed into Deshaun Watson more often than we all want to openly admit. Now, granted, Cowboys' defensive line is pretty good. Giants' defensive line is pretty good. Dexter Lawrence gave him a handful, but
It did seem like as much as you wanted them to, if they were going to beat your offensive line, it was going to be from the outside. They were doing it from the inside yesterday, and they knew that was their game plan. They knew to blow up the offensive line, and that's why we struggled.
Do it on
the
inside. Yep. It is something that I don't think we want to say out loud because we all love Joel Betonio and he's going to the Hall of Fame and he's a wonderful guy on top of it. He has not been good through three games.
Could be the key. Joey's in Solon. Hello, Joe.
Joey.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. You?
Good. You know, yesterday was an atrocity, I feel like. I feel like Deshaun Watson doesn't get enough hate as he should. I mean, you look at last year, we had a depleted O-line, and Joe Flacco comes in and throws 300 yards four out of the five games he plays. You know what I mean? I don't know. It just seems like everyone's trying to – I don't know. Trust me, I was a big Deshaun believer until against the Giants. It should be an easy win. We have a great team. I also think Stefanski's a horrible play caller. He's literally the Ryan Day of the NFL. Cannot call plays.
Ohio State, I mean, I know they haven't played great opponents, but, they put up 150 points.
Well,
in the first three games. Let's see what they do against some of these other teams. I'm not – although, and Ryan even admitted it, and they brought in Chip Kelly to call the plays. So.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I think they're going to win the championship. But right. I think they're going to go all the way. But, you know, when Ryan Day plays a good opponent, he can't step up and get a win that they can easily just get and achieve.
All right, let's see what Chip does then. Okay.
No, yeah. Yeah. I think they made a good call by having him step down. I think – also, I don't know why we got rid of our old offensive coordinator, and we got Ken.
He went
Dorsey
to go coach with his son.
That was the offensive line coach.
Yeah, offensive line. Oh, you're talking about coordinator or line coach?
He said coordinator.
Sorry.
Coordinator, yeah, no. And, I don't know. We did fine last year. We got Ken Dorsey, who's been proven to be a horrible OC. Clearly can't connect with Deshaun or Stefanski. It's just, I don't know. It's been another disappointing Brown season, and I feel like it's just, I don't know, all my hopes are already gone.
Joey, right. Thank you.
Well, maybe, you know what's crazy? They win next week, your hopes come back.
I need to throw this out. Now's the time to do it.
Okay.
They're 1-2, and they've played 3 games.
Say it isn't so.
They've not looked good, okay? It's 3 games into a 17-game season. There are 14 more to go.
Is it a sprint or a marathon?
There are 14 more to go.
I can't even poke the bear on him some days. Some days I can't even aggravate
him. We just can't overreact this much, folks. It's 3 games. Now, the offensive numbers that we talked about earlier, passing numbers terrible, yet you're passing like crazy. That makes no sense to me, okay? And I don't think Kevin had his best play-calling day yesterday. But it's 3 games. And you had the football late yesterday 3 times with a chance to go in and get a touchdown to win the game.
Twice inside of 2:30 or 5:30.
So